From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Attention iPhone users, why this time you should seriously update to the latest iOS.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. And if you're using any iPhone, iPad, etc. from Apple, you should consider immediately updating to the latest version of iOS 9. The latest security flaw is a heightened one, to say the least, with the ability to turn your device into a surveillance tool. That can't be good. Let's get the details right away from WSJD's Brian Fitzgerald, who joins us in studio right now. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
So we always hear how important it is to update the latest iOS, but this time there seems to be a bit more urgency. So as such, what is the current potential security flaw we're contending with?
Sure. So Apple disclosed that it had fixed a bug that was pointed out, or several bugs actually, that was pointed out by security researchers, in which there was a little-known startup from Israel that had exploited these bugs that basically were able to do tracking and surveillance of activity on an iPhone. It was software that was designed to help foreign governments. Depending on which side you want to look at this, there was software designed to help foreign governments spy on their citizens. The company that made this software says we are in cyber warfare. We make software to help governments combat terror and combat crime, right? So in the end, it's a surveillance type of software because of bugs in iOS, was able to be installed on iPhones. If people had gone through a certain set of circumstances, which were pretty narrow, but it's just the existence of these bugs in iOS that would allow a form of spyware is a pretty critical thing for Apple customers.
Now, I'm already a little concerned because I have not yet updated. It's on my to-do list.
What?
I know, right? This enhanced spyware, mm-hmm. What kinds of things can it potentially leave us vulnerable to?
Well, I think tracking, transmitting of data, right? So in general, when you're talking about spyware, it's able to log your activities, log your keystrokes perhaps, be able to see data on your phone, and that data can be numbers, it could be texts, it could be anything of that nature, and then be able to transmit that data. So it's not just the spying, and it's not just the logging of it and the seeing of it, but also the transmission of it to whichever source is trying to do the spying.
Now, this seems, like I said, rather advanced, a little mm-hmm. scary. Is this a first in terms of the scope of this
sure.
kind of potential
yeah, no,
threat
it's a
for
good,
Apple?
It's a good question, and I wrestle with this a lot. So this particular case, right, it's seemingly very targeted, right? It was one person had received, human rights activist had received a text in which, the text had a link in it, and it seemed really dodgy. And he said, "This looks pretty fishy." His instincts were right. It turned out that the link was going to send them somewhere to a website that
wow.
had malware that would install. So that's a very narrow case of delivery. But that said, you're talking about the kinds of malware and spyware installation stuff that we normally think about personal computers, right? You normally think about PCs, and you're like,
exactly.
Don't open this email, don't click on that link, don't go to dodgy sites, or you're going to get malware and spyware and viruses and worse. When you think about Apple, you tend not to think about that stuff. So you raise a good question, is should I be more concerned? Well, I think when you see a story like Bob McMillan reported last week about this, and you see Apple come out and say, update now, and everyone says, do it. I think what it tells us is that, Apple software is it isn't as impregnable as I think, people think it is in terms of it being absolute.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as vulnerable to spyware and malicious code as any other operating system. I mean, historically, Apple's been a better operating system, their operating systems have been cleaner.
Right, but it's known for
right,
the most
it's
part,
known for, right. And to some extent, the company has marketed itself in that regard. Mm-hmm. You know, but you have to be careful. At least you have to be cognizant of why that is. Right, it's not because it might be because Apple has engineers that are better at writing impenetrable code. There's probably a little bit of that. A lot more of it probably goes into that Apple is more controlling of the environment, mm-hmm. right? So, like, when you think about an iPhone, only Apple-approved code can run on an iPhone. That probably has a lot more to do with it. This particular piece of spyware, what it did was it basically installed unapproved code on the phone, right? And so, but more, there's also been a bit of, historically, a reason why Apple products have been safer is because they've been a small part of the market. Macs are, 5% of the PC market, less at times,
That's interesting.
And mm-hmm. so if you're trying to write malicious code, who are you going to write it for? Mm-hmm. You're going to write it for 95% of the market, not 5.
Right.
So, but you fast forward to 2016, right? We're talking about Apple of the 90s and whatnot. You fast forward to 2016 and, you have Apple in this situation where they're saying quickly update this patch because of, the kind of malicious code that, really mostly PC users have had to care a lot about. It doesn't mean Apple's never had to care about it. They've been able to sidestep it for a number of reasons for a long time. What this does is it shows the average person, it tells me, it should show people that, I've got to be careful using, Apple devices too. And kudos to this human rights activist who said, that doesn't look right. Tanya, I received a link today from a friend, and it was just like, check out this link, and it was a YouTube link, and I'm like, it looked so dodgy. It looked like an absolute and I didn't tap on that link because it totally looked like it was, someone had hijacked his account and sent me. It was honest, but I'm using an iPhone, but I'm no less, I'm just as concerned. And I think that's what this tells us.
Really important thing about, because oftentimes, a lot of people will be lazy, myself included, to do it.
And busy/lazy,
but also there's always those instances where it's like, oh, I just upgraded and now I'm getting all these bugs. Let me wait until they iron it out. So this sort of lends itself to just, the urgency of like, sometimes you really just got to get it done.
And one more point, when I was reading the story, it occurred to me, a lot of the stories, and I had written something small on it for our own website. And when I initially wrote it, it was always iPhone, iPhone, iPhone. It's really iOS. So people who have iPads, iPad 2 and later versions, and even iPod Touch, fifth generation and later, need, if you're running iOS, you should update. So it's the family of devices.
Very important. Brian Fitzgerald, thank you as always for joining the
podcast.
Thanks, Tanya. There you have it. Update now. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to The Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.